Sunday, May 7th, I went on up to Camp David from Williamsburg by chopper this morning. Met with the President and Henry at 4 o'clock over at Birch. Henry was analyzing things and says he thinks the Soviets will definitely cancel the summit or else take some major adverse action in, such as in Cuba or the Mideast, and that there's no question but that they will launch a venomous attack on Nixon on the basis that he sabotaged the last chance for peace in the world. The President agreed that this was the line they would undoubtedly take. We had considerable discussion about follow-up and planning on the speech. The President wanted me to spend a lot of time on the use of Kissinger in his time. Feels that Henry should have a press conference on Tuesday and then Laird should have one on Wednesday. Raised the point of the need for a better PIO in Saigon. Maybe we should make a change there and have the Pentagon take the initiative on it. They're calling Rogers home tonight. They want him to stay here and meet with the foreign relations committees and so on. The President decided there'd be no press briefing, no advance text on the speech, and that we should not announce it till after the NSC meeting on Monday so that we could make the case that the NSC had made the decision or at least reviewed it. Then I agreed to do the leaders. He wanted to do just the big five. Went back and forth on whether to do more in a briefing at 8 o'clock and then go on the air at 9. The President had me over again at 6 o'clock to Aspen. Said he thought we ought to do a poll and have it ready to put out so we could show support. Discuss the NSC meeting and question whether Helms would stand up. He agreed with my idea of getting Hughes back immediately to get the POW wives organized. Wants to be sure that I really discipline the bureaucracy and take all the steps necessary to do that. Wants Alex to alert the cabinet that there's a major decision. In the midst of all that discussion, he told me that he wanted to have Walter Annenberg donate a swimming pool to Blair House so the President would have a place there to go swimming. Decided to have his Scott Mansfield China follow-up breakfast on Tuesday morning. Said that I'd have to handle Kissinger, make him stay here, clear his calendar, and go to work. He says he'll go to Florida next weekend and that Henry's got to go with him. Wants to be sure the line is that there's no wavering, no concessions, nothing about that we might lift the blockade or anything like that. I spent all afternoon working on the basic PR plan, the objectives and implementation. Came up with a pretty good rundown, which I reviewed in some detail with him, and he seemed to feel that that was pretty well set up. He emphasized that it was my responsibility to make sure all of that follow-up and PR was carried out without fail. End of May 7th.